USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Representative-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana died last week from COVID-19 complications. He was laid to rest today. Many speakers were at the Monroe, Louisiana funeral, including former Congressman Ralph Abraham.
This is a gentleman that cared about nothing but others. He was, as you have heard, a true servant's servant.
Luke was to be sworn into office today. A horrific car crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California took the lives of 8 children.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
California Highway Patrol Captain Kevin Clays. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
To make 2021 better for you, here's some ideas as we hit the year running. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Jerry Weiss-Corbally of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by One Poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Legendary broadcaster Larry King is in a Los Angeles hospital with COVID-19. The 87-year-old Brooklyn native stepped down from his cable show in 2012. King has weathered numerous health problems over the years, including a major heart attack in 1987, the removal of a cancerous tumor in 2017, an angioplasty in 2019, and a stroke in March of 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep in the new year with a MyPillow Premium Pillow. On sale right now through MyPillow.com. Standards are queens, $29.98, a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And the guarantee continues until March 1st of 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and get yourself a MyPillow Premium Pillow at the best price ever for the new year.
The 1968 hit Words by the Bee Gees has been remade.
You think that I don't even mean a single word I say.
It's only words.
The song featuring Dolly Parton is on Barry Gibb's new album, Greenfields. It comes out Friday. Expect fireworks January 6th. Dan Naraki explains.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the result of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would lead that challenging block. The group is calling for the formation of a commission to perform a 10-day audit of the results in disputed states. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't understand the pushback coming from the other side of the aisle. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's not unusual for Democrats to challenge the Electoral College vote, as they've done so several times in the past.
This is not something that's unusual. This is something that has happened by the Democrats on the last three Republican presidents. Not only has it happened, the sitting whip voted to remove electorals. The former Congressman John Lewis voted to remove the electoral votes from Ohio. So it's something that's gone on quite often with the Democrats, so I don't know why they'd have a problem knowing what has gone on with this election, that we have a debate and an openness on this and look at the integrity of what has gone on.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.